Well, hello. Greetings. Would you mind getting a piece of paper or a braille pad or something on which you can record, please? I just need a little bit of your time for something you'll enjoy.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So what I'd want you'd like you to do is to make a note of five things that you like to do. Five things. They're to be the things you feel quite solid about. They're not bad habits that you like to do. They're substantial things that you like to do. And write them down on a piece of paper or wherever. Record them. And then I'll tell you what to do next.
You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Now, I'm playing this because some people might have me typecast as somebody who only listens to opera and has only one genre of music that he really likes. So this is to counteract that impression because I love the voice of Johnny Cash. And on my list, I have written of five things that I've written down. The fifth one I wrote down is listen to opera. So that's, I'm a complete opera junkie, really. I kind of mainline on the stuff. And ever since I went to my first opera in March of 1975, went along to see it in order to see what it is that I had such a prejudice against. Well, probably ever since June of that year, I've been hook, line and sinker. You know, if you ever want to get on the good side of me, just play me a piece of opera.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always...
See, I think Mr. Cash can twist and bend his voice to the situation incredibly well, almost better than any other individual non-operatic singer that I know. Okay, what to do about your list? One of the questions I'd like you to ask yourself is, when's the last time I did it? When's the last time you did the first thing on your list? Well, the first thing that I like to do that I have on my list is written down as play golf on great courses. Yeah, now that's different from play golf every day. Because I've fallen out of that habit, or play golf twice or three times a week. I've definitely fallen out of that habit. But every time I go on a fine golf course, and by that I mean a golf course with great views and lovely greens and lovely, you know, bunkers in which it would be hard to build sandcastles because the sand is so dry and soft and fine. Every time I go on great golf courses, I absolutely love it. And if I had loads and loads and loads of money, I think I might even travel around the world in order to enjoy great golf courses.
Move it on.
Well, we all like to eat, don't we? We all like to eat. But I am a great eater of food. I'm a great eater, a great relisher of food. And, you know, I really am. I'm a foodie. I love to cook and I love to entertain. So what's number two on your list? That's number two on mine. Cooking, entertaining and eating. And by that I really mean gathering a crowd of people round a table, spending good length of time getting ready to eat, preparing the food. Excuse the noise from the kids in the background. They're excited over having played Minecraft. So that's the second one on my list. And I'll gloss over it because I recently did a piece of audio in which I drooled so much over food that I completely, you know, it must have been a bit like food porn or something. The third one I have is I like to write every day. I definitely like to write on the computer or in my Moleskin notebook.
For 10 long years I've paid for what I've done. I was trying to get back to Louisiana to see my rose and get to know my son.
Yes, I do. I use a Moleskin notebook. That's the place where I most like to write. But I do quite a bit of nattering away on the computer as well. I have an Apple Mac for that purpose. My fourth one is podcasting, which I'll say nothing about at all. And I've already mentioned opera. So what have you got on your list and when did you last do them?
Won't you tell them I said thanks for waiting for me?
Let me just chip in a little story because I'm doing something which I really ought to tell you about. I went to a local supermarket today and you won't believe this. I got a bottle of champagne, real proper champagne, for 10 euros. So that's what I'm doing. I'm sipping a 10 euro bottle of champagne and it's not bad.
You ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like it.
Now, would you mind getting a second place to record what I'm going to ask you next? You know, you are somebody who learns. I know that. I know that about you. It is in the nature of human beings to learn. We have different periods of learning in our life, and this is a period in your life when you can learn quite a lot. So 2015 can be a great learning year for you. I guarantee you that. Don't have to do very much in order to learn things. Just, for the most part, just need to be a bit curious and do something with your curiosity. So, I need you to get another piece of paper, please.
You ask me if I'll miss her kisses. I guess I will.
By the way, just to confess my ignorance, I made up the idea that there's such a thing as a braille pad. So I would really like somebody to, you know, educate me in that connection. So what are the five things that you'd like to learn by the end of this year? Five things. Yeah, very easy, isn't it? Just jot down five things. Okay? I'll give you a minute or so to do that. I'll play a little bit more Cash. Sorry, I'm slobbering. Okay. My first one is audio editing. I haven't a clue how to do audio editing. I haven't used an audio editing package in my life. The most sophisticated form of audio editing I've done is terminate or cut off the end of a piece of audio or the beginning. So I'm really keen to learn audio editing. Why? Because I'm going to launch a new podcast fairly soon and I would like to be able to do the audio editing myself rather than rely upon that wonderful, wonderful audio editing man. Mark Cotton, MC Fontaine on Audio Boo. I mean, such a guy. If you need something done and you have the money to pay him, then my goodness, you ought to hire him because he's fantastic. There you are. He didn't pay me, by the way, to say that. But he'll kill me because he hates being praised.
He wouldn't marry her next spring. Save his money.
Okay, I better speed up. Right, the next thing on my list is Indian cooking. Yeah, I really do want to immerse myself in spices. I've been pounding them away in a mortar and pestle without really being sure what I'm doing. I'm not sure whether the cardamom is black or whether it's pink or whatever it is, but basically I want to learn how to do Indian cooking, number two. The third one is all about work, and this is really, if I had a lot longer, in fact, maybe later in the month we'll get something on work to talk about. Anyway, and I want to be better at, I want to learn how to be better at, how to consult with the CEOs or the managing directors of family-owned businesses in Ireland. That's it. I want to know how to consult successfully with the CEOs of family-owned businesses in Ireland.
Give up all her wealth and fame, left it all and caught a train.
Left it all and caught a train.
Do I have to tell you more? She came back to the boy next door.
Okay, moving on now, moving on here. We're talking about storytelling. That's where I'm going next. My number four is storytelling. I'm a bit of a storyteller. I'm a story listener. I pick them up. I love listening to other people's stories. But I like to be better at using stories for business. That is, I suppose you would say, using stories in order to serve people better, in order to help people, to solve problems for people. I don't say use storytelling in order to make money, because I regard, you know, there is a need to get paid for doing work in order to be able to continue on doing the work. But the key thing is, the purpose of a business is to do some work, and it's to solve things for people and to help people out and all that. So I basically want to get better at storytelling for business.
'Cause I still miss someone. No, I never.
There's only one more, and it's all about music. I want to learn more about music. I'd like to do a course called Music for Non-Musicians. I think it would kind of cover a mixture of musical appreciation, a little bit of theory, just about enough to give me an ability to... Little knowledge is a dangerous thing, they say, but a little knowledge is also a useful thing. Oh, Johnny, I'd love to be able to appreciate you even more. So let my curiosity express itself again. What are your five things you want to learn by the end of this year? Now that you have them written down, you don't have to do anything about them, but at least you know what they are. I'll let Johnny play you out. I was talking to the girls a few minutes ago. There are two of them in the kitchen here, all about this song. Well, I wasn't talking to them all about it. I mentioned it to them. I said, imagine a man who was called Sue by his dad. Anyway, look, I just want to say goodbye. Thanks a million for listening. And as always, if applicable, be helpful to other people.